This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The mimicry of religion, or perhaps religiosity, in abortion advocacy is on the rise. Earlier this year, in a speech, President Obama used the phrase, "God bless Planned Parenthood." Then there is all the talk about abortion as sacred ground. Now, after a long time without prayer among many Democrat gatherings, Iowa gubernatorial candidates joined other abortion activists in a rather long prayer for increased abortion access. Another story of a Chinese woman victimized by abortion for the crime of conceiving a child is challenging Chinese claims that their one-child policy is being moderated or eliminated. Lily Zhang is from Guangdong Province and was forcibly aborted at 9 months pregnancy. Born alive, her child died in her arms. This is Life News Radio. We in the pro-life media thank you for being pro-life. We know that for all we do, publicly, the most powerful influence on the culture is you. It's like they say in marketing, the most effective advertising is word of mouth. You engage your friends and coworkers, telling them the stories the mainline media won't. You learn the most effective ways to share your own good news. You lead your families. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. This is Life News Radio. In other news headlines, babies are demonstrating amazing survival rates at earlier deliveries. A New Jersey baby born 4 months early weighed less than a loaf of bread and is doing well. The pro-life movement is dominating areas of social media like Pinterest, and abortion feminists are curiously absent in the face of men in the pro-choice movement bragging about how to convince a woman to have an abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.